T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are closing in on the first round of the NFL draft, which takes place in primetime on a Thursday night, but not from Roger Goodell's basement, though there will be virtual elements to this year's draft. And so it's not the same type of green room atmosphere that we've experienced in the past, where a bunch of guys and their families and agents are all crammed in. No, it's going to feature virtual elements, prospects with their families. Even some of the projected highest draft picks will not be on site in Cleveland. And yet, to take the show on the road again is a huge step for the NFL, as well as for sports fans all over the place, but specifically in Cleveland, which will soon be the center of NFL attention. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We've got so much to get to still. Major League Baseball, a huge milestone in the world of the NHL, and not to mention a return for the Vancouver Canucks after nearly a month away. So there's a lot that we've got on our plate. I enjoyed the long weekend. I hope that you enjoyed your weekend too. Now deep into the throes of spring. And yet it was still pretty chilly in my neighborhood all weekend. But still, it's nice to see the flowers grow and everything get greener and greener. And I hope that you were either productive or restful or goofy or serious, whatever it is that you needed, family time, friend time. I hope that your weekend gave you exactly that. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. Love to hear from you on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now, I've started to get questions. Hey, will you be in Cleveland for the draft? Are you coming to our amazing city for the NFL draft? We're not quite to that point where the NFL is welcoming every and all who want to be in attendance, every media person, all fans who want to be in attendance, but things are opening up a little bit more. To that end, we're pleased to welcome longtime Browns insider Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. There's a lot of cities these days that will bid for the NFL draft and the chance to host Mary Kay. It won't be quite as packed as pre-pandemic, but how excited are Browns fans to have the draft descend on their city?
You know, it really is a very, very exciting time here in Cleveland. I think the idea is that even though it isn't what everybody expected it to be with, you know, hundreds of thousands of people rolling into town, I still think that, you know, it's going to be great. The city is going to look great on TV against the lakefront. Preparations are well underway. It looks terrific so far. And I really do think that it's a great way for the city to try to kind of jumpstart itself and come back out of the pandemic a little bit.
What do we know about what the draft will look like in the setup there in Cleveland?
Well, it's all along the lakefront, and I think it's going to be actually tremendous in terms of just the footprint. They knocked down some enormous warehouses there behind the stadium.
Wow.
Overlooking the lake. And I was down there last week, and it just looked fabulous. Now, of course, we were lucky because that day it was like 73 and sunny. So, you know, it hailed here earlier today, as Kareem Hunt observed in a football game last year, that there were five seasons happened in the midst of one football game. So weather is obviously going to be key. But if they are lucky enough to get a day like they had last week when we were all down there kind of looking at the stage being built, that will make all the difference in the world. I think it's going to look fantastic, and I think people will be really surprised if they've never been here before by some of the things that they'll see. It's right in between the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is a fantastic building in and of itself, and then it's right there by First Energy Stadium, which will be a huge part of the weekend, and then the stage is being built right where those warehouses were knocked down. Wow. Along the lakefront. So I think it's going to look like I think people will be looking at it and saying, is this really Cleveland, Ohio?
That's great. I can't wait because it does represent a step back toward what we're used to with the NFL. Mary Kay Cabot is with us from Cleveland.com, covers the Browns and this big event that's now landing in Cleveland, which is awesome on the heels of what was a great season for the Browns, making it to the playoffs and winning that wild card game in Pittsburgh. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Couple of moves by the Browns since you and I last spoke. The move this weekend for the Browns to release Sheldon Richardson. Why now? Why at this point?
Well, I think it was really a salary cap move more than anything. It enabled them to lop $12 million off the cap like that. And they only had $1.6 million in dead cap space after making that move. However, as I wrote today, people should kind of hang on to those number 98 Sheldon Richardson jerseys because if he doesn't find anything else, they would welcome him back with open arms at a reduced salary, of course. And he loved it here. He kind of found a little bit of a home here. It was just a really, really good fit. It was a positive environment for him last year. It was for everybody, really. And he just enjoyed it, and he played really, really well. I thought he looked rejuvenated last year. He looked younger to me than he even did the year before. And I just think that this is still a good spot for him. And unless he finds something that he really, really loves, I actually think he probably would take that hometown discount to return here.
And this comes on the heels of the Browns bringing in pass rusher Jadeveon Clowney. Thought it was interesting that he mentioned a couple of the reasons why he picked Cleveland. It was number one, feeling like it was a place where the Browns were winning. The team was winning. When was the last time you heard that about the Browns from a free agent?
Yeah, it's really something to hear that kind of talk. And I can tell you what, this is the most functional organization I have ever covered in terms of the Cleveland Browns. All these years that I've been covering this team, I've never really said that about the team, just in terms of how it operates, how they function, how they deal with players, agents. It is pretty incredible. It's a really, really good group of guys. And I think that free agents are starting to, the word is getting out a little bit. Now, Jadeveon Clowney, he did not feel that way about the Cleveland Browns last year.
Right.
They offered him a lot of money to come here, and he wanted no part of a team that was coming off of a 6-10 season. Nobody was really quite sure what Baker Mayfield was yet. Nobody knew too much about this new guy named Kevin Stefanski. Nobody had ever heard of him. And so it just wasn't that kind of place where a veteran might want to, just kind of jump at that chance. And he didn't. So everything changed this year. You know, these guys, they are now contenders, Super Bowl contenders, if you will. And he really was excited to come here. This was the only visit that he took. And there were some other pretty darn good teams that were very interested, including the Ravens and the Colts. So I think it says something about the Cleveland Browns that a player that has those kind of opportunities wanted to come here.
In addition to the wins and making the playoffs, what else is changed? What else has made such a big difference?
I think it is the positive environment being created by Andrew Berry, the GM, and Kevin Stefanski. I mean, these guys, when a player comes in and visits with this group, it's going to be hard for that free agent to walk back out the door without wanting to play for these guys. And it's pretty darn incredible what they have to offer. and what they can sell these players on. And it's the truth. I can promise you that they are not selling, you know, just a bill of goods to people. This is really happening here, where players, you know, they shoot them straight with what their role is going to be. And I think that players come in and they trust them. Guys love playing for Kevin Stefanski. Mm. They love negotiating contracts with Andrew Berry. And it's just a really, really positive environment.
I love the fact that in the NFL, you can have teams go from worst to first and completely change the direction of their franchise with a few key moves and new leadership. And that's what's happening, of course, in Cleveland, along with having Baker Mayfield as the leader of the offense. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence and Mary Kay Cabot coming with us from Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. We always enjoy having her on the show. So, Mary Kay, the Browns are one of the teams who have chosen not to participate in offseason workouts. What have you heard about that choice?
Well, first of all, their starting center, J.C. Treader, is the president of the NFLPA. So he sort of spearheaded or helped spearhead this movement to say, look at what we were able to accomplish last year with no in-person OTAs, with letting us have our space, letting us work out on our own and showing up for training camp ready to play some football. So he, you know, did a lot of the research on this. He's actually, you know, he is very smart. I mean, he's brilliant. Aaron Rodgers recently told the Los Angeles Times that J.C. Treader is somebody that he would want to go head-to-head with on Jeopardy if he had to pick some players because, you know, that's how smart J.C. is, and he really is. And he's done a lot of research. They came up with a lot of statistics that showed a 23% reduction in missed time injuries, 30% reduction in concussions by how things happened last offseason. So therefore, you know, they really made a concerted effort to unify the teams and have everyone let the NFL know in no uncertain terms that they do not want to come and be part of these in-person OTAs. The other part about it is the fact that these guys, a lot of them, you know, they really want their freedom, you know, not being quarantined and not being tested throughout the whole entire offseason. That was a difficult thing for a lot of guys to have to be, especially, the, you know, young guys, I think, that were sort of isolated and new to a city, not to be able to, you know, move about freely and do some of the things that they wanted to do. So, you know, I think that that was a factor in all this. Now you're seeing that the NFL, you know, came out and said that, you know, they're not going to penalize guys for, you know, COVID protocol violations. So we'll have to see. A lot of this stuff has to be collectively bargained. Now, one of the interesting things I think to think about is the fact that the teams really, really want that mandatory mini camp to remain. And I've talked to some people sort of behind the scenes a little bit, and they, you know, the NFLPA, they really don't even want that mandatory minicamp. They want their guys to show up at the end of July or the beginning of August like they did last year and just get rolling from that point.
As you look back on the season, and it was different for the Browns in 2020, but when you look back, do you feel like there was any fallout or any struggle to start the season because there were no mandatory activities during the summer and also a reduced training camp with no exhibition games?
You know, that's going to be the major difference now is the fact that there are going to be three preseason games this year and there weren't any last year. So at least right now, that's the difference between the two. But I will say, I think that they are going to try to bring that to the bargaining table as well and try to back off on possibly on some of those preseason games if they can. I think that's going to be really difficult to do, but they will at least bring it up in the context of look at what we were able to do last year to get all the way to the end and crown a Super Bowl champion, and this is how we did it. So all of these things are going to be on the table. And I would imagine that it's, you know, could end up getting a little bit contentious. I think it already sort of has. So we'll have to see how it goes. But no, I think the ramp up period was very, very helpful in training camp. you know, where they started off very slowly and then just kind of continue to add to it. So I think, you know, I think if they do that again, they should be fine. What I'm interested in is, are they going to have the mandatory minicamp?
Right.
Will they have, how many preseason games will they actually have?
J.C. Treader is a Brown, and he's so widely respected, and his voice is so widely respected. And that also brings another layer of credibility and equity to Cleveland.
I think so. You know, he's doing a phenomenal job. He is so fiercely protective of the membership and his players, and he's got such a strong, authoritative voice in all of this. These guys know that they're in really good hands, and he's not messing around. I mean, he majored in labor relations at Cornell.
Wow.
So, I mean, he's built for this job. He really is. And he's doing a tremendous, tremendous job of it. And, you know, I think the players can rest assured that they are in tremendous hands with JC. And you're right. I think it just brings another layer of credibility here.
Mary Kay Cabot with us from the shores of Lake Erie, getting set to host the 2021 NFL Draft. And obviously it's different for the Browns when they're not selecting number one overall or they're in the top five or even in the top 10. So what is the Browns' approach to the draft with the first round on Thursday, April 29th?
You know, you're right. It is so weird. I mean, usually, I mean, most of the time, it's just a number one pick, you know, number one overall pick that we're trying to figure out who it's going to be. But yes, it's very, very different to be down in the cheap seats here, so to speak. But you know, I would think that they have built this roster up to the point where they are free to do whatever they really, really want to do. And I think that they will take the most dominant player at the most premium position. They don't have to do anything. Now that they have Clowney and Tack McKinley over there, sort of splitting time a little bit at their number two edge rusher, you know, that doesn't preclude them from taking their edge rusher of the future because those guys are only on one-year contracts. Cornerback, you know, they could go that way because Greedy Williams is coming off of a very serious nerve damage in his shoulder that cost him all of last season. So that's another way that they could go just for some insurance at starting cornerback. And then, of course, receiver. There's, you know, you have to start planning for life after Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry because both of those guys will be turning 30 next year, not this season, but next season. So therefore, you might want to start thinking about what's going to happen beyond them. And so there are a lot of different ways they can go.
I think it's so interesting that for the first time, at least since I got to CBS Sports Radio, and as long as I can remember about the Cleveland Browns, that there's not this air of desperation, not this air of angst from the fans. The fans seem so happy right now, which I think is amazing because I can't remember it being like this. When was the last time you remember the air around the Browns being so optimistic and positive, Mary Kay?
Well, consistently, it's been a long, long time. I mean, to this degree, I would have to say, going back to when I first started, even just, you know, writing sidebars on the Browns back in the late 80s, that's the last time it was like this, where you knew that you had, right? I mean, like, I hate to even admit that, but it's true. So, yeah, I mean, it's great. And especially in these tough, tough times for everyone, in the midst of a pandemic, having the Cleveland Browns be good was something that this city could cling to, could hold on to, could get excited about. My only regret for the Browns fans is that they weren't able to be there in full force to see it firsthand. The Browns had about 12,000 at their home games last year. So I'm really hoping that this year they can have those full stadiums that they're hoping to have because I just kept looking out last year and thinking, oh, this place should be rocking with 68,000 people right now.
Agreed. And I hope that as we progress through the spring and summer months, that there's a little more of the loosening of the restrictions. The NFL has indicated that they are hoping for full stadiums this fall. And Mary Kay Cabot has been covering the Browns for a long time. You can find her on Twitter at Mary Kay Cabot, C-A-B-O-T, Cleveland.com, the Plain Dealer. And of course, we'll hear from you around the draft. Mary Kay, thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Sure. Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Seriously, it's a weird phenomenon for me as a talk show host to have this excitement and great anticipation around the Cleveland Browns. I love it. And it really is one of my favorite elements of the NFL, where teams can, in fact, change their course, change the direction of the franchise. Very often, and it's happened to Cleveland many times, first-year head coaches, hires outside the box, outside the lines even, they don't pan out. We've seen that so often in the NFL, but in greater professional sports. And yet Kevin Stefanski, he trained, he was prepared, and he's a major reason why, along with Andrew Berry, that the franchise is now on a completely different course. And it's kind of cool, right? The Browns are not worried about, hey, we have to get a quarterback, we have to fill this need or that need. No, they have a different type of an approach to the NFL draft. Plus, the draft being on the shores of Lake Erie, where they've been preparing now for months, and I can't wait to see what it looks like on TV. My thanks to Roger Goodell for inviting us inside his home a year ago, where 55 million people watched the NFL draft. It was one of the only things on TV if you were a diehard sports fan or just in dire need of some entertainment. But I suspect that there will be a lot of intrigue and interest in this draft, as well as there always is, regardless of how many people are there at the stadium or on site. 855-212-4227. Thanks for finding me on Twitter and on our Facebook page. Pictures up from the weekend. It's good to connect with many of you. Spring makes me happy. This puts me in a good mood, especially when I can get out and enjoy it. All right, we'll hear more with Marshawn Lynch and Dr. Anthony Fauci, and also the dumbest excuse for a talk show topic over the weekend. I'm so glad. Well, I would have made fun of it, but I'm so glad that no one was expecting me to talk about this particular line of questioning. Blech. Sometimes we take ourselves way too seriously in this business.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
What's happening, man? You got Marshawn Lynch here, man. Better known as the boy, the kid, Beast Mode, man. It's a pleasure to meet the Dr. Fauci himself. You understand me? What's happening, big dog?
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Marshawn.
No problem. Did you understand anything I just said?
Yeah, I got it. I'm good at that.
All right. It sounds like we on path.
Yep, we're on a path.
Yeah, what's going on, boss man?
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I have no idea how to answer this question because I myself am completely uncool. I am the epitome of uncool. Is Dr. Anthony Fauci cool? Apparently, he is able to speak Marshawn Lynch. I don't think that I can. I remember the whole conversation that we had about take care of y'all chicken, and I had not heard that term before. Maybe because
take care of y'all chicken.
Maybe because I don't have much chicken to take care of, really.
Take care of y'all mentals.
Never been a problem for me. I definitely need to take care of my mentals. I will agree with that. But he has a way with words that's different, and yet I like it. It's appealing. He knows his audience. He knows who he's talking to. And in his conversation with Dr. Anthony Fauci on his YouTube channel, they were able to flesh out some of the concerns among minority communities about the vaccination. I just want to say to you, I'm not sharing part of this conversation because I'm trying to encourage you to do one thing or another. I hate it when people preach at me and tell me what to do, especially people who do not know me and people who don't know anything about my family or my situation. And it's happened a lot over the course of the last 14 months where people are telling everybody else what to do. What works for one person doesn't always work for another person. What works for one family and what one family decides isn't what another family may decide. So I'm not telling you one way or another what you need to do. All I'm doing is sharing a conversation because I think for Marshawn Lynch, he's become really good at reaching an audience that might not be otherwise served by Fox News or by CNBC or by a press conference where Dr. Anthony Fauci is standing up in front of a microphone. And I appreciate that many athletes have reached out to him and have tried to get the message to a different audience. And in the case of Marshawn, he was telling Dr. Fauci that what he wants to do is try to convince people in the African-American community and the Hispanic community as well that it's okay to get the virus, to address some of their concerns, and also to sort through what's been a lot of misinformation. So again, I'm not telling you what to do. Please don't take it that way. But I do appreciate that Marshawn wanted to communicate with Dr. Anthony Fauci and try to spread the word and the correct information.
As we get more and more people vaccinated, it's going to be very, very clear that if you want to have the kind of freedom to do some of the things you want to do, like I said, we haven't gotten to that point yet in this country, but a lot of countries are getting to that point where in order to feel safe for yourself and for other people, you got to show that you're vaccinated. The same way, you know, you grew up in Oakland.
Right.
I'll bet
right.
you when you were going to elementary school, you had to get vaccinated with measles, with mumps, rubella. They wouldn't have let you in the class.
Unless
I know that's what happened when I went to elementary school. I had to show that I was vaccinated with all of these vaccines for kids.
He should have just yelled out, Fauci! Because some of these Zoom calls and electronic communications, they can be awkward. There's a bit of a delay. It happens sometimes in our interviews where I will say something and there's a delay before there's a response from my guest, or I will laugh or interject something and there's, again, a bit of a delay before the response comes back. I cannot wait until we are restored to more in-person conversations than anything else. But yes, yelling out Fauci might have gotten his attention. Otherwise, what you hear from Dr. Fauci is that, hey, there's still this idea out there that vaccinations might be required. And actually, we're seeing it in some cases posed as an idea to return to a sporting venue. I don't know if it will fly. You can imagine there will be legal challenges to it. Whether or not fans are required to be vaccinated to attend an event. Now, we've talked about this periodically over the course of the last year. Many of you have told me that you wouldn't fly or go to a public gathering or get together with other fans at a sporting event until you were vaccinated. Seems like a lot of people are still not super comfortable, even though more and more Americans are stepping up to get the vaccine. But I do wonder if that will be a requirement or if you will see some sports leagues and teams try to require fans to show that they've been vaccinated before they can enter a stadium or an arena. We already know the NFL is not requiring its players to be vaccinated, so they're not going to force that on their NFL Players Association. Probably couldn't do it. The NFL would PA would fight back. Even if the PA is encouraging its guys to get vaccinated, they wouldn't want the league to have the power to mandate it. That makes sense. So we're talking more about the bargaining chip. We're talking more about this idea that the owners can simply issue an edict like that and the players have to fall in line and have to do it. It's not so much that the NFLPA is against its guys getting vaccinated, but the NFL won't require it. And so I can't imagine that we're going to see that carte blanche across the league where it's required for fans, but there may be some municipalities, there may be some communities where stadiums are located, local governments that do actually attempt to require it. And again, I would expect that there will be legal challenges in those cases as well. So we'll see as we move forward. The league is definitely planning on having full stadiums come this fall. And I think it's great, right? Because there are far more Americans in the country, 330 million plus, than will fit into one stadium, which means we're not all going at the same time. And if you don't want to go, you don't have to. No one's forcing you to go to a stadium or to go hang out with a crowd. So you can certainly stay home. But I want to go. I'm really looking forward to being in a large group and hearing the roar of a crowd again. So Marshawn Lynch, super cool. Dr. Fauci-Z, no one has ever called him that, but the opportunity to try to reach a different audience and to spread the word and the truth, the correct information, not, hey, this is what we think or this is the speculation.
The Dr. Fauci-Z himself.
Take care of y'all mentals. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. We'll get your calls coming up. And still ahead, dumbest controversy ever and not so dumb for the Houston Texans to take a wait-and-see approach when it comes to Deshaun Watson. We're trying to jam in and cram in as much as we possibly can over the course of these next 2.5 hours.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
That's right. Oh!
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Hosmer hard hit liner through the middle. That'll get through. It is a base hit. Profar's rounding third. He's on his way. He will score. Throw goes to third. Tatis is standing there and now out as he goes over the bag. Either way, the Padres have taken the lead.
Follow Amy Lawrence on Twitter after hours or anytime. Her Twitter handle is at A-Law Radio.
I love how salty the Dodgers and Padres has become. And they're familiar with one another. They play each other how many times per season as NL West rivals. But with the Padres making the playoffs again last year, with the Dodgers being the defending World Series champs, with both teams bringing in stars for part of the rotation, as well as guys that they're paying big bucks to, like a Mookie Betts, like a Fernando Tatis, a Manny Machado. You're talking about major star power when these two teams get on the field together. And it did not disappoint on Sunday, nor did it disappoint on Saturday. So you had the Dodgers win what was their 8th consecutive game on Saturday behind Clayton Kershaw, who not only draws a bases-loaded walk, but also throws 6 innings of shutout ball. But then it's Blake Snell on the mound for the Padres. And while he's not still in the game, he only lasted 5 innings, but gave up just 2 runs on 2 hits with 7 strikeouts. It's Eric Hosmer who wields the big bat late in the game and puts the Padres ahead with his go-ahead RBI in the bottom of the 8th on the Padres radio network. Blake Snell, as always, has such a way with words.
I like it here a lot. The weather was beautiful, so I'd like to say thank you to San Diego for the weather. The fans were beautiful. So yeah, it was a good day, but a lot to work on. But pitching here is, I love it here.
It was a good day. I'd like to say thank you to San Diego for the weather. What? Anyway, good for them. Able to snap that Dodgers win streak, but also come up with at least one win in the series. And
you stay classy, San Diego.
It's definitely developing into a series that you want to watch. And you get moments like what you had with Eric Hosmer, but also Mookie Betts with the diving grab that saved the game the night before. So, yeah, this is one that I really think is worth investing in. If you haven't spent time watching Dodgers, Padres, this may be where it's at in 2021 come playoffs. Now, the Atlanta Braves may have something to say about that. We know that they've had some injuries early on and maybe a bit of a slow start, but it's still first month of the season, which means nobody gets to freak out about anything ever. And unless, of course, you're the Cubs or the Yankees.
This ball is clubbed high in the air to deep right field. This thing will sprout wings and fly far, far away out of the ballpark and into Wrigleyville. And it is 1-0 in favor of the Braves on the homer by Freddie Freeman. And the pitch on the way. That's swung on and hit well out towards left field. This one sailing back towards the bleachers. And this ball is gone. A home run out of Darnold. And the Braves, who had not homered for 21 innings, have now hit 2 in the top of the first inning and lead 3-0. 3-2 pitch, that swung on and hit high into the air out towards right field. This might have a shot. Back of the wall is Hayward. Kiss this thing goodbye. Another home run for the Braves, and it's 4-0. The Braves have hit not one, not two, but 3 bombs here in the first inning. That one's hit hard out towards center field. This one's got a shot. Back there at the wall is Happ. He leaps, and this thing is gone. 4 home runs for the Braves in the first inning. And it's 6-0 Atlanta.
It was bombs away for the Braves against the Cubs. So as I say, if you're the Cubs, maybe you get a little bit nervous. What did they set a record low for the fewest number of hits through I don't know how many games, but that's not a category that you want to be leading the majors in. And so they end up getting clubbed, the Cubs do, on Sunday night. The Braves come up with a big win on the strength of those 4 home runs in the first inning. You hear them on the Braves radio network. So the Braves are getting closer to 500. The Cubs are last in the NL Central. And last is also where we find the New York Yankees. Crazy enough, at 5-10. And they've dropped 5 games in a row, even as you see teams like the Red Sox and the Rays, who were in the World Series last fall. And then the Blue Jays also, who had kind of surged there for a stretch as well. Even the Orioles are ahead of the Yankees. Does that sit in the Yankees' craw? It probably does. Although they do get to play the Orioles a lot, and that generally helps them pad their record. But we'll see. First month of the season, no need to freak out about anything. But this is not generally what you see from the Yankees. The pitching has been, it's been a mess. Even when they do get hitting, and it's not all the big guns hitting at the same time, the pitching has been an inconsistent would be putting it nicely. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. The Nets and the Mets, though, right now towing the line, the Knicks, too, for New York sports fans, depending on who it is that you root for. The Jets have a lot of hope. I think the Giants are hopeful, too. It's been a while, be honest, now with our CBS Sports Radio headquarters located in New York. So this is the city that I wouldn't say I call it home, but it's the city where I drive in every single night to host the show, and you get more in touch with the local flavor and the sports. And it's been a while since there have been teams that you can consistently look at and where sports fans can get excited about. But it seems like there's a surge, or at least reasons for hope, among many of them. I just wouldn't have thought the Yankees would be the team now that was kind of bringing up the rear or serving as the caboose among New York sports teams, with the Knicks and the Mets actually getting a fantastic performance from Marcus Stroman and some behind the back play. Like let's see, who can we compare him to? Francisco Lindor. And just in general, there's a lot of excitement around what you see with New York sports teams, except the Yankees. Ha! But it's the first month, so nobody freak out. Mike is listening in Yonkers. Welcome to After Hours.
Hello?
I feel like I hear birds chirping in the background.
Hello, Amy?
Do you have birds around you right now?
Yes.
Ha, cool. Are you in a park?
No, I'm not in a park. Amy, I just wanted to say go Knicks, and I'm so hyped right now. Julius Randle with the handle. That's my man. It's Tom Thibodeau. And I just wanted to say, also, I'm a night owl. I work at night, night shift, and I just
with birds.
Always wanted to know. I'm outside actually right now, just having a coffee. But I always wanted to know, like, how do you, or anybody in your position, how do you set up your show every night, and like, what's the process, and like, how does it go about to make a show like you guys do all the time?
I watch a lot of sports.
Just like how do you set it up? Like, do you have it's very interesting to me just to listen to sports radio and everything, like, because you guys could talk for a long time. I'm just wondering how you do it.
Oh, well, that's a really wide open question. Certainly there's a lot of prep done behind the scenes. So I tell people for every hour I'm on the air, there's at least an hour of prep done behind the scenes. So it's a lot of research. It's a lot of watching sports. It's a lot of trying to figure out what angles I want to talk about. And as I said earlier in the show, it's about knowing your audience and knowing who you're talking to and trying to craft your opinions and your topics and your flow on the show based on who's listening and when. So with the national show, and it's international, actually, we have people who listen outside the country, too. It's a very diverse audience, so it's a little more of a challenge. But I like it because there's always a bazillion things to choose from. So yeah, it's enjoyable. It's fun. It's a lot of work to keep up with everything. And, it's certainly a challenge every single night, but I appreciate you asking. And, I wish I had birds in my studio. Like you have birds outside where you're working. That'd be kind of fun. Maybe we should do,
you got a real talent, Amy. So I appreciate it. And I love your show and thank you. And thank you for taking my call and
you're
I appreciate you and go Knicks.
Go Randall with the handle. All right. Thank you, Mike. I like that. I hadn't heard that before. Mike listening in Yonkers, which is a part of New York for those of you who don't know. But seriously, did you hear the birds? That was fun. I know when I walk Penny, it's still a few hours from now when I walk Penny. But even in the early spring weeks when it's still dark out, as I walk her, we are always accompanied by the birds. And then sometimes there'll be this huge flock of birds all in one or two trees, and they're so loud you're thinking, how can anybody sleep right now in the neighborhood? But then again, I sleep during the daytime, so there's plenty of noise in the neighborhood. I appreciate that call from Mike. Now after the top of the hour, we'll do a little more with Major League Baseball, but I also want you to hear from Nick Caserio, who is the general manager of the Houston Texans, as he sort of addresses the Deshaun Watson issue. As we get closer to the draft, they did bring in Tyrod Taylor, so they do have a veteran quarterback who is on their roster. But man, what a mess. I mean, of all the things you thought we'd be talking about with the Texans as we approach the draft, maybe it was going to be a trade to send Watson out of town, or maybe it was going to be the Texans towing the line, and yet it's nothing like that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.